Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy Tim Berry back on the show. Tim's an original member of our Brain Trust. We've already had our 10th anniversary celebration with him, celebrating his 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. And he's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro. And he is the world's expert, probably galactically as well, folks, the galactic expert on business planning. And more importantly, he's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, as always. And, you know, I did an interview recently with Paul Casey, and he talked about five things you need to know before you do your business plan. And I thought that was a very helpful and interesting thing to think about. You know, you and I've talked a zillion times about business planning, and we've talked about every way you can think of to talk about business planning. But his perspective was before you do a business plan. I think that's very helpful.
Oh, no kidding! But you're quickly. What are the five things?
Well, the basic scope that he was going for was, number one, make sure that it's that kind of do a little bit of a check to make sure that you think you actually are a person who would be a business owner. Do what you can to find out if you like that. For example, you know, check your own personality. Are you the kind of person who can deal with risk and with stress? And the other one is, you know, with whatever it is that you're planning on going to market with, you know, is there actually room for that? You know, is this something that if you brought this to market, and you and I've talked about this before many times, is this something that you actually, there is room for it? And if there's not, could you do it in a variation, like a niche or something like that? Anyway, just some things to ask anybody before they actually started any kind of a business or a plan.
Yeah, no kidding. And of course, that second part is a lot of what you're doing as you're developing the plan too.
Right.
Checking the market.
Right. So what have you guys been working on lately?
Oh, we're doing a lot on Email Center Pro, to tell you the truth, and the book on how to start a business is due out soon.
All right.
And, of course, my Plan As You Go business plan book, it's been just 6-7 weeks now that it's
right.
been out. So, boy, the summer goes by fast.
Absolutely. So the Plan As You Go book, you and I have talked about that before. This is a 21st century approach to business planning, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, this is assuming that there will be change. That's one of the key concepts mm-hmm. in that approach, where you know it's going to change, and you build it so that you can manage change.
One of the most important perspectives, and I say this all the time, because and I say it to myself, folks. I'm not just saying it to you. One of the most important things that I've assumed for myself, and that I've encouraged other people to do, Tim, is to say to yourself, okay, it's all right to fall in love with what I do. In other words, if you sell shoestrings or Kool-Aid or battleships or helicopters, whatever, it's okay to be in that business. It's okay to plan on staying in that business. But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because of the change you were talking about.
And faster and faster. I mean, I know every one of us as adult human beings has the feeling that things go faster now than they used to.
Yep.
But I think that feeling is in our biology. But it's also true in the multitasking, in the way information is so much available. If things do change faster, and you need to manage that.
Well, and, you know, for example, you know, one of the classic examples to me is shoestrings. I mean, how long have, you know, shoestrings have been around for a couple hundred years. People are still buying shoestrings. I'm going to, you know, I'll buy a pair of shoes this year, at least one pair that will require shoestrings. So there's nothing high-tech about shoestrings. There's nothing different, all that different about shoestrings from the 21st century to the 20th century. But you and I acquire our shoestrings differently than we would have 20 years ago.
And if we were making shoestrings, we're competing with Velcro now a lot.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
You know, there's a, I just had this surprising discovery which works into this in my mind when I was writing for Business Week out of Mexico City, that many years ago. And my favorite source at the U.S. Embassy, who covered the new oil exports, announced he was leaving.
Hold on to that thought, Tim. We're going to get you to come back, and this is the, we'd like to have these cliffhangers for you, folks. When we come back, Tim will tell us this story, finish the story, right after these messages. It's 20 till. Here's Mr. Richard Pennyman to take us out. We're back. It's 17 till. That's a little Santana bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. And there's no barrier to entry if you want to come there and come into our websites. We'll let you come in. You don't have to tell us who you are. We won't know who you are. We'll know that you've been there. You'll just be a number. But unless you want to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we will need your email for that, and we'll send you the newsletter every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, the blog is there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, the show, and all the other things we do. And, of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Tim Berry is all over every one of our websites. He's contributed so much to us over the years, for which we thank him very much. He's the president and the founder of Palo Alto Software, makers of Business Plan Pro. And, Tim, you were just telling us a story about a contact that you had that when you were writing for a publication many years ago down in Mexico City, and the guy left. What happened?
Yeah, and there's a point to this related to planning. I was really happy to have lunch with him once a month. He worked for the U.S. Embassy. Mexico was just starting to export oil. I was writing for Business Week. When he announced one day at lunch that he was being transferred, and this was bad news to me because I was getting a lot of information from him,
mm-hmm.
My response to him was, oh no, just when you discover where all the good restaurants are, they send you away. He'd only been in Mexico for 3 years. And what he told me then has stuck with me through the years later following that I've been running my own business. He said, well, in the embassy, they only keep us anywhere for 3 years because they figure after about 3 years, we start to think we know what we're doing. And, you know, I think that's important to
remember. His tongue was only somewhat in his cheek, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, he had a real point, and I think there's something that happens to us if we're not careful. We need to step back and take a fresh look at a business because you get to think that you don't have to open your eyes anymore. You already know. And then as things change, you don't see the changes.
Well, you know, when we had, as you know, Tim, you helped us celebrate in November of 07, we celebrated our 10th anniversary of this version of my business and this iteration, this reinvention of myself. And my first thought in contemplating the first 10 years was not what we had done in those 10 years, but what are we going to look like the next 10 years? What should we be doing, you know, the next 10 years? I know how we've done it in the past 10 years, and I know how we've evolved to where we're doing it right now, but what's it going to need to look like over the next 10 years? And we set about taking steps, not to rest on the last 10 years, but to get a little bit uneasy about what we needed to do to get to the next 10 years.
There you go, and that's so important as we're dealing with change, to just be able to see what's right there beside you that sometimes doesn't show up and to start going into these new directions. It's, that's, It's always been essential for business, hasn't it? I mean, you don't need to wait till the 21st century, but still, the pace of change seems faster these days.
Well, and that's the reason why a plan is so important, because the plan is flexible. If you built it right, the plan is flexible. It is a roadmap of where you've been and a projection into where you go, and it can become a very nimble tool, can it?
Yeah, that's the end. Notice you say the mark of where you've been is important. What I realize more and more these days is, you know, we're in August right now. If I try to project myself back to what I was thinking in January, my mind plays tricks on me. If I had a plan that was kind of marking what I was expecting to happen and do all this year, then I'd look in August at what the plan said in January, and the difference between plan and actual would be very valuable to me. If I kept it in my head, my mind then morphs things, and I don't remember exactly, well, what was I thinking, and then I lose the value of comparing what I thought to what actually happened so that I can manage, so that I can steer.
I know a mentor of mine years ago, when I used to be in the investment business back in 20 years ago, we were working on some projections, and we were talking about them, and I asked him some questions about them, and he said never forget this: all projections are wrong.
Yes, absolutely.
But one thing I've learned, especially from you, Tim, over the years, in a way of thinking about projections, with regard to plan versus actual, all projections may be wrong, but if you project and you continue to compare projections to actual, they're also always handy.
Are vital.
Yes.
More than handle. And of course, then they're only wrong for 1 month until you review them and,
right,
oh, here's what really happened. And over time, you're still able to manage your progress towards the horizon, even while the projections, I mean, we're human. We really don't guess the future that well.
Well, and the more you do projections and come back and test those projections with the actual results, the better it's just natural that you're going to get better at it.
Yeah.
And so the swings from plan versus actual should get smaller.
Yes. And they will, and you're not guessing, so, you know, that there's a... Generally, the further into the future the guess, the wider the range.
Right. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Tim Berry is with us, folks. He's the world's business planning expert, and he's got more to come with us right after these messages. It's 10 till. Here's Ann and Nancy Wilson, otherwise known as Hart, to take us out. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you continue to stay with us. Tim Berry is our guest, our good friend, president and founder of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro. Tim, give us your website, please.
The business planning website is bplans.com, B-P-L-A-N-S, bplans.com. That's tremendous resource with sample business plans and questions and answers and all kinds of things. Well, it's funny, we have so many websites now, but that's the first one that I give out.
You do it every time, and I'm glad you do, because it is the educational site, not so much the commercial site, folks. And Tim always wants to make sure that when he, you know, Tim, you always demonstrate that your goal is, the primary goal is to help people with their business planning. Secondary goal is, you feel like if you do number one, number two will happen, which is to sell business planning software. But you also have your own website, your personal website.
Well, there's timberry.com.
Yeah.
And that's where I am, B-E-R-R-Y, timberry.com has me, and that's just background of who I am. But bplans.com is where we have all the information about business planning that...
Your blog's on timberry.com too, right?
There's blog.timberry.com is my main blog, yeah.
Okay, so check that out, folks. Tim, you were telling us, you had another story you were telling us.
I was Actually, I was going to change that and focus that in on, as I work with people, I realize more and more, if you can't get around to the whole plan, if you just run your sales forecast and follow your sales forecast, and every month go back and look at what the sales actually were compared to the sales forecast, and then revise ahead for the next 12 months, you're going to end up planning. That's what's going to happen, because as a person who cares about your business, you're going to start seeing where the sales are different from what you thought, and some things will be better and some things worse, and that will start to work in. And it's funny how one thing can drive the whole system, but if you just do a sales forecast and track it, you're going to automatically start planning.
And as you get better and better at managing with your financial statements, your operating statement, which is also the P&L, and your balance sheet, when you, with all those things together, the projections, which are not part of the financial statements, but your projections for where you think you're going to go, your cash flow projections and all that, overlaying all that on your financial statements, your P&L and your balance sheet, you start understanding how one action creates an equal and opposite reaction on another document.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you start seeing how sales impact inventory and sales impact cash flow and collections impact other things and you start seeing whether you know how the debt is amassing and all that, and you start understanding, you start becoming a better manager. You're not just business planning for to get a loan from the bank, but you actually start becoming a better, more professional manager.
You're steering at that point. You're using the planning process steer your company, and steering is a matter of constant small course corrections, which is what we want to do. Ultimately, we want to be able to control our destiny and aim at the right horizon as we deal with all these things that are right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it interesting.
Tim, I want you to give us the title of the new book, by the way.
The Plan As You Go Business Plan, and thank you for asking.
And that's available wherever books are sold and at your website?
It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders. There are links to it at timberry.com. Yeah, it's pretty well distributed now.
Plan As You Go.
The Plan As You Go Business Plan.
Business plan.
It's this new approach about how planning actually manages and steers the company.
Right. It's a 21st century approach to business planning, folks. And only, I'm telling you, and I've said this before, nobody else in the galaxy could have written that book other than Tim Berry. Tim, we're going to see you in Chicago next week.
That's right. We have the SBDC annual conference.
Association of Small Business Development Centers. Some of my favorite people, and I know you agree with me, these are thousands of people who are out there across the country helping small business owners every day, and they're having their conference in Chicago next week, and you and I are going to be there.
Yep. I haven't missed that for 13 years now.
Congratulations. It's a great bunch of folks. I can't wait to be there. Can't wait to see you and your folks there too, Tim. And looking forward to it already. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. And because we won't do without him. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.